evening, my people. You now tuned in to the Big and Bright Show.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Brizite.
Yes, sir.
News and notes, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode
week four.
19.
And it's heating up by the game. First of all, congratulations to Frank Gore for being just the fourth player in NFL history to reach 15,000 yards. Joining Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, and Sweetness. How huge is this, Big?
Man, this is dope, man. I mean, 15,000 yards. You know, this is the NFL's 100th season, and he's only the fourth player to ever do this. So, you know, first of all, running backs never last as long as he has. If I'm not mistaken, this is like his, what, 16th, 17th season?
Yeah.
That's a long time for anybody, let alone a running back. So to be able to stick around long enough on enough teams to have an impact long enough to amass 15 grand, bro, that's lit, man.
I'm going to tell you something.
That's dope.
In college, I played ball with some cats from Miami who played against and with Frank Gore. And this one, he was at the U.
Yeah, he about our age. I think he might be a year older.
This one, no, he's our age.
He our age?
Yeah. This one, he was at the U. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during this time, the legend of Frank Gore was insane. And this was before, you know, he was actually supposed to be the starting back at the U when Clinton Portis was there.
I remember that.
But he was hurt. You know, he had tore his ACL in his knee. I think he tore his ACL like two or three times in college.
And he got 15,000 yards in the NFL after tearing his knee up?
The legend of Frank Gore in Miami is insane. And the fact that he tore his ACL in both knees and, you know, twice, you know what I'm saying, when he did it in Miami and then when he did it in the NFL, it's insane, man. And the fact that he had the wherewithal, most people would have gave up. Like, man, I'm just done with football. You know what I'm saying? But he stuck with it. And he charged forward, man, and 15,000 yards later.
I mean, you know, he had a really good career in San Francisco.
A very good career.
But you never saw 15,000 coming. You might have said, he might hit 10. He might hit 11 if he played 12 years.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Definitely. Maybe even first ballot.
He should be first ballot. Yeah. I mean, joining the likes of Barry, Emmitt, and Walter Payton.
Bro, that right there alone should let you know everything you need to know about this guy.
Exactly.
On the field.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so many guys who we would have thought, you know, you look at all the bell cows over the years whose names stayed in lights. You got your Edgerrin Jameses and, you know, Priest Holmes. And I mean, you name it. It's just a plethora of guys who you would say, he definitely gonna be there. But this guy he made his mark. And what I love about it is he did it quietly. He did it quietly.
Yeah, that's
he did it quietly. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do it like, oh yeah, you know. You know, he's never been necessarily a rah-rah guy. He's always led with his quiet leadership and he's run the ball for four franchises consistently, you know.
What you call silent.
I'm happy for him.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So big ups to
shout out to Frank Gore,
man. That's
yes, sir.
Mad props, mad respect. But moving on, Panthers placed defensive end Kawan Short on injured reserve with a shoulder injury.
It's kind of a big loss for them.
A huge loss on the defensive end. That's your defensive anchor outside of Luke Kuechly on that defensive side of the ball. So with Cam going down with injury, man, and he may sit the whole year out with this one.
That Liz Frank ain't no joke, man. Yeah.
Carolina, man. Damn. Like, y'all.
I think they'll compete, though. Carolina is just one of those teams that.
They just beat.
They're not going to go away quietly.
They just beat somebody Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, they just beat. Who they beat Sunday?
Either way.
Kyle Allen showed up again.
Yeah. They just won.
Yep. And they were 0-2, and they just won the last two games. So
that was major.
No doubt.
Falcons and Eagles just finalized a trade. Per sources, Falcons get safety Jonathan Cyprian,
and seventh round
pick in 2020. Mm-hmm. Eagles get linebacker Duke Riley, whoever the hell that is.
Exactly.
And a sixth round pick in 2020.
Yeah.
This was just, what, to get something off the books? I mean, what the hell was this?
Must be, bro. I know about Cyprian. I don't know no Duke Riley. So, only Duke I know is Duke Johnson.
I bet you don't know what college Cyprian went to.
I don't.
What are you doing over there?
I had to tighten up my mic. I'm good now.
Come on, man.
No, where did Cyprian go?
Jesus Christ. He went to FAU.
I had to get it straight.
All right. He went to Florida Atlantic.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. I remember him because I wanted the Bears to get him that year. He was coming out in the draft.
So, he seems to be one of those guys that bounce around a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, he does his thing, you know what I'm saying? But Cardinals are releasing veteran safety DJ Swearinger per source. That's what he get.
Why?
He talk too damn much. Blah, 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 blah. He talks way too much. Have you ever seen him on Hard Knocks?
Swearinger, no, I don't.
When he played with the Redskins? Or you remember, I think I sent you a clip of that when...
Oh, Redskins and Bears?
No, it was Hard Knocks when it was the Redskins and Jets and camp.
Okay.
And him and Terrell Pryor got into it. And then he jumped at Terrell Pryor.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that was him.
All the mouth. Yeah, I'd have tightened homeboy up real quick.
You'd have tuned him up.
I'd have tuned him up real good right there. He would have got that. I'd have gave him that Michael Westbrook beating.
Yeah, good player though, bro. I think he'll land on his feet.
I think he won't.
You think he won't?
A midget.
You think he done?
He's a midget.
Hey, but he go hard though in the paint. You know, I ain't mad at him.
He go hard against people that he know ain't gonna do nothing back.
Hey, you gotta take what you can get.
That's soft.
Matter of fact, where's Terrell Pryor, man? He was doing pretty good for a couple years.
Yeah, for a couple years.
With the Jets and the Browns.
No. So
that's kind of sad, man.
It's sad.
But he's an Ohio State guy, so I ain't really too. Didn't he choose Ohio State over Michigan?
He chose Ohio State over a lot of places.
Right, but it came down to those two.
No, it came down to Ohio State. And
wasn't that him?
It wasn't Michigan. It came down to Ohio.
It was him because he played basketball too, right?
It was between Ohio State and Penn State. He's from Pennsylvania.
But it came down to those two. Or it maybe three.
It came down to Penn State and Ohio State. Michigan was never in the running.
I'm about sure that it came down to those two schools, man. I remember it because that was around the time when Twitter had just started heating up.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "This guy need to come to Michigan," and he was leaning towards Michigan at one point. Not even a Michigan fan, and I know this.
No, he wasn't.
I'm surprised you didn't know this, man.
No, he wasn't. I told you it came down to Ohio State and Penn State. He is from Pennsylvania. Why would he choose Michigan?
Bro, why did Charles Woodson choose Michigan? He's from Ohio. You know? It ain't always about where you're from.
Michigan was nasty at the time that Terrell Pryor was going to college, bro. Do you realize that?
I'm pretty sure that it was between those two schools, but I'll let it go. Pretty sure it was.
Why would he? Okay, listen.
That's a good question. Listen, he's 6'6". Listen, everybody wanted him.
Why would he go to Michigan and they had Shoelace there?
He didn't go to Michigan.
That's what I'm saying. Why would he when they had Shoelace there at the time?
Man, when you got a player like that who can do what he can do.
It was between.
You don't care who you got.
Again.
You're getting him.
It was between Ohio State and Penn State. But
Shoelace and Devin Gardner.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Those was the good old days though right there.
Well, moving on. Broncos outside linebacker Bradley Chubb tore his ACL and is out for the year.
Sorry, Bradley.
Chubb actually returned to the game with his knee injury. Now he will have surgery on his torn ACL and will miss the entire season.
Yeah, man. Big ups to him for coming back, man. I mean, that is what adrenaline will do. I've seen it done a few times where a player.
Man, people get shot in the head and still be moving around.
Ain't that crazy?
That's adrenaline, man.
It's, yeah, not on the side of the head. You probably get shot in the back of the head or right in the skint in the head in the front.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You
ain't getting shot by the ear and running down the street.
No, I didn't. Like, cats been literally shot in the head and still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you know
nuts.
What I'm saying? Not shot in the back of the head. Now, come on, that's execution style. It's right. Going straight through at that point.
Right.
But, you know, it's and plus it decides on the caliber of the pistol, too. You can shoot somebody in the head with a .22, and they still running around.
Yeah, you could graze them.
No, literally, shoot them. Those tiny bullets. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know cats that got shot on the top of the head.
That's the hardest part of your that's the hardest part of your skull. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I've seen that, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Cats who don't even know they shot. Like,
see, man, you from the South Side, man. I'm glad I didn't hang out with you. I got shot, bro.
What you mean?
No, I was just playing.
What you mean?
But no, Bradley Chubb.
I had respect out here,
oh,
boy.
Oh, no doubt, but that don't mean.
Put some respect on my name.
Hey, that don't mean your mans won't get shot, though.
Nah.
Going around the block with you.
Nah, you wouldn't.
And you talked a lot of trash back in the day, bro. I heard about you.
Hey, but I could thump and back it up, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though.
It was what it
was. Hey, but that talking where you from would get you popped, bro. You know that.
Hey.
The wrong cat, the wrong corner, wrong day.
Hey.
So.
You got to be able to put the mitts, as Shea Sharp would say.
Yeah.
You got to be able to put the mitts on these cats nowadays.
No doubt.
Back then. Nowadays.
Yeah, back then.
Back then, you put some mitts on somebody, they going to get a gun because they can't fight.
Yeah. No doubt, man. So, shoot, I done heard a couple stories. In fact, I'm pretty sure we know mutual friends who done got popped, you know, unfortunately, because a cat was scared to just go ahead and throw them dukes up.
Always. You know, I'm going to tell you like my father always told me, you ain't got to worry about the individual who's not scary. Mm-hmm. You got to worry about the scary one to be the one that kill you.
No doubt. No doubt. I know cats.
The scary one to be the one that kill you.
Absolutely. And we know specifically.
Exactly.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, like Pop said on Friday, you win some, you lose some, but you live. Live to fight another day.
You win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day.
Hey, I had a swift knuckle game, boy. Hey, it is what it is.
I used to scrap a little bit, man, to be a good little church boy, man.
Man, stop.
Hey, bro, I had my scuffles, bro.
What was y'all fighting over, bro?
On the east side.
What was y'all fighting over? The Corinthians 4:4?
Here you go, man. Here you go.
That's how you can do your man.
That's how you can do your man.
Corinthians said this.
Duh, you did not just do me. Okay, all right. Let's move it along there, bud.
All right, initial MRI on Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky reveal he has a dislocated left shoulder with a slight labrum tear, but he does not require a surgery and should be back rather sooner than later, per a source, whoever this source is. But he will get himself on the plane and travel to London, but he won't play against the Raiders.
Yeah, it's unlikely he'll play against the Raiders. The source, Adam Schefter tweeted it, you know. Who knows where the source came from, but if Schefter talking about
somebody at Hallis Hall is leaking information, because I seen the press conference and Matt Nagy was sitting up there trying to play coy about it and say like he had no information, and then somebody in the press told him this, and you could see the look on his face like, how the hell you know?
Right, yeah.
You know? So it was just like, wow.
You gotta love that right there.
That was funny. That was definitely funny, but you know,
Mitchell Trubisky is hurt. This is good news for you.
Very good news.
Okay.
As a Bears fan, and I'm pretty sure that some of my Bears Nation out there will be like, this guy is an idiot. He's stupid. this, that, and the third. But listen, I watched that game against the Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yeah.
I watched every game. I watch every game, folks.
They ain't score that much either. They ain't really.
It don't matter. They don't have to impress you. Again, you don't have to. Listen, your Lions scored a bunch of points, right? But you still lost. So
we're going to get to that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you scored a bunch of points, but you still lost. Okay,
No doubt.
All right. It doesn't matter whether you win by one.
That's true.
Or whether you win by 100. It all counts as what? A W.
Hey, no doubt.
So the thing is that we're not asking for, you know, our quarterback to go out there and light up the scoreboard. We don't need you to. All we need you to go out there is just to continuously put points on the board.
All you need him to do is not be Mitch.
Yes. Not turn the ball over. Not throw 50-50 balls. What I mean by 50-50 balls mean it's a 50% chance that it could either be caught or intercepted.
Right.
Okay? Don't do the Jay Cutler and throw 50-50 balls. Don't put our offense in bad situations by not moving the ball and giving them the ball right back. We were sustaining long drives, and we were keeping the offense, their opposing offense, off the field. What I mean by this.
Oh, that just hurts my heart to hear you say that.
We sustained drives of we had a 7-minute drive. We had a 9-minute drive. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the ball.
The pain is getting deeper.
The first half, we had the ball literally in the first quarter. The majority, we had, it was what, 12 minutes and a quarter? We had
15.
15 minutes and a quarter.
Right.
We had the ball for 12 minutes in the first quarter.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ball
and only had 16 points.
Ball possession football.
Man, we had 16 points in the first.
But you lost.
I ain't going to go there.
No, this is the thing.
But that hurt my heart to hear you say, talking about time. Because literally, Bright, everything that I talked about we needed to do, we did. We ran the rock. We kept Patrick Mahomes off the field.
You did everything but one.
And what was that? Win?
No. Play defense.
Yeah, and that's what crushes me. Stafford got us down the field. His last time on the field, he got us down there, threw a touchdown to Kenny Galladay. Shout out to Kenny Galladay with two touchdowns on Sunday. Two touchdowns and, you know, had us up 30-27 with 2:26 left. Clearly 2:26 is way too much time for a guy like P. Mahomes to have. Got on the field, ran into a 2-minute warning.
Fourth and 18.
No, it was fourth and eight.
Well, whatever.
But still.
He ran for 18. Where was your defensive lineman on
bro,
that?
Bro, my heart was beating so fast.
Where was your D lineman on that? Where was your backers?
I'm going to tell you where they was at. They was out there covering them monsters.
And man coverage. Because you had to be in man coverage in order to not pay attention to him taking off running.
Matt Patricia.
I think there's a lot of plays out there that we all wish we could have back. I got to coach better. I got to get the team ready to go. I got to get some of the details cleaned up.
And Paul Pasqualoni.
Your defensive guru? He's going to get fired.
Bro, he called a heck of a game. You got to give him props. Now, mind you, we were without Slay and Diggs.
I don't care.
No, you might not care, but you got to get –
Rutley, we were without Roquan and Akeem Hicks.
Yeah.
Okay? Roquan and Akeem Hicks. And do you know what we did on defense?
What's that?
We held their running back.
No, that's remarkable.
No, hold on.
That's remarkable.
We held them not only to 6 points, mm-hmm. but their running back, who usually gets about 130 a game, mm-hmm. we held him to 35 yards rushing. We held Kirk Cousins to 60 yards passing with like the 6 minute mark in the fourth quarter when we knew they couldn't come back. So we was like, all right, go ahead, get your little garbage touchdown.
But let me tell you what we did. It took P. Mahomes all of the last drive to even amass 300 yards. He was 24 of 42, zero touchdowns. You can't give us props on that. And we without our best two DBs. We without our best corner, and our best safety. He called a pretty good game, bro.
He still had 300 yards.
He got to 315, but it took him the last drive to get it.
It don't matter.
But you didn't. You had an 81 passer rating, and you had zero touchdowns. They were like, man, Patrick Mahomes going to throw 400 yards on y'all, four touchdowns. He didn't throw no picks, but he didn't throw no TDs either.
True, but he still threw for yards. And guys were still running wide open on the field. And then when you needed to stop him.
Guys weren't really running wide open on the field like that.
300 yards, yes, they were.
I mean, they tallied up, but it wasn't like that, bro. I watched the whole game.
I did, too.
I was glued to the TV.
I was, too. And I watched him when you needed to stop
him. Man, we had them guys locked up.
Listen.
We had them pretty locked up.
You don't have anybody locked up when a quarterback throws for 300 yards, okay?
What was the most? Oh, by the way, that Travis Kelsey to Shady play.
You know,
that was a dog play right there.
If McCoy would have been paying attention and not cut back to the middle of the field and just
if he'd have went left
outside,
out, yep,
touchdown.
Yep. Totally agree.
Touchdown.
Totally agree.
Because no one was there.
That was a thing of beauty. That was almost like scripted. It was almost like a flea flicker.
It was a heads up play. It was a heady play.
I mean, and for him to know Tracy Walker was right there, and he was like, he swung at the ball, but he got it to the right place. Shady was like, looked up like back, oh snap, I'm wide open.
Backyard football, man.
That was sweet, man. I gotta take my hat off for that, man. That was dope.
That was heads up play, but
no doubt.
You know, again, you did everything that you were supposed to do, except do it at the end.
That killed me, bro.
You know, and this goes back to the Arizona game.
Because we had it in the bag.
This goes back to the Arizona game, and not only the Arizona game, but the Philly game. You can't finish. You're not a finishing team.
Well,
you have to say that because look, let's break this down.
I can say that we haven't finished
against Arizona. You didn't finish.
Didn't finish
against Philly.
Philly, we almost lost that.
You didn't finish. He just dropped the damn ball.
My man just dropped a rock. Yeah,
he just dropped the ball. But you didn't finish.
Yeah,
against Kansas City, you didn't finish.
In my opinion, that's our only weakness. Like
it's gonna come a time where
from goal line to goal line, offensively. And defensively, we're decent. I can't say we're great yet. I can't say we're even good yet.
I'm going to tell you this. There's going to come a point in time where you're going to face a defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Bears.
The Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't put no points up.
Yeah.
And that defense being the way it is, which.
I got to shout out Stafford, though, man. Well, first of all, I got to shout out our offensive line. We went two games against the Chargers and Philly without a sack. He got sacked about three times against the Chiefs. But our O-line has been keeping them upright.
And, again, you haven't still played a good defense.
I'll give you that.
It's cause for alarm.
I'll give you that.
We'll see how you fare.
The Eagles have a good defense.
We'll see how you fare against the Pack. After your bye.
Yeah.
Because there's some holes. That defensive line
of yours. That's a Monday Night Football game, too.
That defensive line of yours is a joke.
Our run defense is not where I thought it would be. And our pass rush is suspect.
It's non-existent.
It's suspect. It's suspect.
And you do realize that Trubisky comes back.
Man, come on.
No, I'm just saying this. He comes back the Saints game, right?
Okay.
We'll see what he does against the Saints. But
how many weeks is he out?
He's only out for he'll be out. He's out this week.
Probably 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's out this week. And then we have the bye. Mm-hmm. So that's 2 weeks. So he'll damn near have 3 weeks to prep
to get right
for the Saints. Hopefully, I hope his
where's it gonna be at?
What?
The game.
Raiders?
Or no, Saints? Not the Saints.
It's in Chicago.
Oh, that's good for y'all then.
That's why I told you it was gonna be a dub. Guess where we play Dallas?
Y'all play him at the crib?
Yeah, that's why I said it's gonna be a dub.
Yeah, y'all got all the good teams at the crib, man. That's a way to have favor on your side, you know.
I think we play the Niners in Chicago too.
The Niners, the undefeated Niners, the first place NFC West Niners. That division is a little scary to look at.
It'll fall off, and the cream will rise to the top in a few weeks. You'll see.
I like the 49ers, man. I like San Fran. Shout out to my homies out there, Andrew Hopkins, Kim Hopkins, my people out there. I got good friends out there in San Fran.
Check this out. We got to go to London and play the Raiders, but then we got the Saints and Chargers at home. We got to go to Philly.
Y'all going to lose to the Raiders.
You said we was going to lose to the Vikings, and you said we was going to lose to the Redskins.
I didn't say y'all was going to lose to the Vikings. I said y'all might lose to the Redskins. Well, I did probably say y'all was going to lose to the Redskins. But you thought y'all was going to lose to the Redskins, too. By the way, the Redskins are 0-4, ladies and gentlemen.
Only tough games that we got on the road is against
the Lions.
Shut up.
Indoors, you know what it is. You know what it is. Don't play. I don't care how you look at me.
The Eagles and the Rams. That's our only tough away games.
Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
We got the Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, and Saints at home.
Okay. That's favorable for y'all, no doubt.
12-4. Give me my money. Oh, yeah, folks.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, folks. I definitely.
12-4, you guys.
Definitely.
No push-ups for you because you guys are not going 12-4.
But anyhow,
let's talk about Vontaze a little bit.
Yeah, Vontaze Burfict, folks. What an idiot. He's suspended for the rest of the season.
Say that again, man.
He's suspended for the rest of the season.
The remainder of the season. Now,
it would be the longest suspension for an on-field act in NFL history. Albert Haynesworth was suspended 5 games for raking his cleats across Andre Giroud's face.
Yeah,
that needed 30 stitches.
Yeah, that was nasty. I remember that.
I remember that, too.
I hope he still got some money because the Washington gave him a huge contract.
Well,
Haynesworth.
Anyhow,
I don't think Vontaze deserved a year. That's too much, man. That's a little excessive, in my opinion. And I was on Twitter today and kind of had a little, you know, back and forth with a couple of people who thought that what I was saying was BS. They were like, "How could you not?" You know, because I had posted a picture of Vontaze Burfict being suspended for the season. And I was like, I don't get it. Now, truly, I get it, but I don't agree with it. That's what I should have said. I don't agree with you suspending a player. And then one guy tweeted me something very intelligent. You know what he said to me? What
did he say?
He said it wasn't a he said that the suspension was a what's the word when you do something over and over again? Like, oh yeah, that's what he said. He said it was a reputation suspension. To me, that was a very intelligent way to put it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it was. I still don't agree with him getting a year.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. You don't agree with him getting a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me break it down so you can understand, Jim. You dig? All right, check this out. How many times, right, are you going to allow a player to keep headhunting other players? And you just paid out a $1 billion lawsuit for concussions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So every individual that he's headhunting could be a possible claimant to this lawsuit,
right,
of head injuries. And you're trying to prevent head injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this asshole keep doing it. Not once, not twice, Not three times. Not four times.
But he haven't did it in a while.
Not
though.
Five times.
Not two. Not three. Not four. Not five.
I don't give a
like,
damn.
Listen. Like his last offense was in like 2017.
Okay, it's 2019.
And he got four games for that.
Okay, it's 2019. And yeah. did you see the actual play?
I saw it in passing. I didn't really feel like it warranted.
Okay, well,
a big, you know, hoopla. You know, I didn't feel like it was like, oh my god, no, look what he did.
The Colts receiver.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Listen.
Okay.
The Colts receiver.
Jack Doyle, the tight end.
Jack Doyle caught the ball, went down to one knee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was going down. Yep.
No, he wasn't going down. He just went down to one knee.
Mm-hmm.
And his head was down. His mm-hmm. head was down.
Right.
Vontaze Burfict saw that
mm-hmm.
and torpedoed himself right at his head. He led with the crown of his head, mm-hmm. looked at him,
yeah.
dropped his head down, and lunged feet first. He lunged head first, left his feet mm-hmm. head first, and torpedoed himself right into Doyle's face. If that's not dirty.
I'm not saying it wasn't dirty.
Okay, but listen,
I'm not saying don't give him four games.
He's notorious for this.
I'm not saying don't give him four games.
Listen, he's
you're going to give this man a season?
Yes, because listen, you've been in here 13 times. And every time we keep telling your dumb ass, stop doing it. This cannot continue. If you keep going to school. Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
A bad kid in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
He keep coming to your class. He keeps socking every. Okay, he done socked a kid in the face 12 times. Every time he come into class, he punches somebody in the face. And you tell him, all right, man, you can't do this no more. This can't continue. Okay. And then he come back the next day and sock another kid in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell him, look, you can't keep doing this, man. And then he comes another day and socks another kid in the face. And socks another kid in the face and socks another. Okay, we get up to 12 times. You tell him, like, look, man, you do this again, you're done.
Yeah.
He say, okay, I promise I won't. I promise I won't, Mr. Big. I promise. I won't do it no more.
Yeah.
And then he comes to your class.
Yeah.
And then he socks another kid in the face. But not only does he sock a kid in the face, when you tell him to get out the classroom, he blowing kisses to everybody and smiling and waving. Like, oh, I'm only going to get another four games.
Okay, I just saw the hit again. Okay. It was definitely a very unnecessary hit.
Are you going to have that kid in your class?
And he literally did go head first.
Answer my question. Are you going to have that kid in your class again?
Nah.
Exactly. So that is the point that I'm making.
And he was a defenseless receiver, too. Like you said, he was on his knee.
Yeah.
And he literally went head first into the guy.
Purposely.
Yeah, that was foolish. But I'm sorry. I just find a hard time giving him a year for – I'm sorry.
I don't see the issue.
It is what it is.
You set a good precedent, so don't no other fool try to follow what that fool just did.
Yeah, they definitely trying to make an example of him, for sure.
Exactly. So you set a good precedent with that. But, you know, Cincinnati's wait for the return of Pro Bowl wide receiver A.J. Green will continue on and potentially on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Green did not play Monday night against the Steelers, and he is not expected to play at least the next 2 weeks either against Arizona and against Baltimore, per source. A.J. Green ain't coming back.
They 0-4, too.
I told you.
They 0-4, too.
When he went down with that injury, what I tell you? He ain't coming back no time soon, folks.
Mm-hmm.
He not coming back. Why should I rush back to a 0-forever team?
Yeah, bro. If I'm the owner,
I'll be like, look, bro, don't come back because I'm getting rid of Andy Dalton and we're going to try to get Tua. Why not? Hell, the Dolphins ain't winning no games anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Neither will the Bengals. Just suck.
Yeah, they're going to be the cream of the crop for these two quarterbacks coming out.
Actually, it's more than two.
Tua and Jay. There's a few of them.
It's a few of them.
You got the Dolphins. You got Cincinnati. You got
there's a couple winless teams in the league, man. I think them are the only two, though.
Those are the only two. Oh, the Jets haven't won either. The Broncos are 0-4 as well.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the Redskins are 0-4. The Blue Team.
That's five teams.
The Cardinals are 0-3-1. Typical.
Okay, in the next coming weeks, one of them will get a dub. Yes. A couple of them will get a dub.
Yeah, especially if they play each other.
Yeah, there you go.
like the two winless teams, the Bengals and Steelers played the other night.
Hey, that was actually
the lesser of two garbage teams.
Rudolph.
It was 27.
Rudolph came out, was actually exciting. Damn, the whole arm of the chair came off.
What are you doing?
What the hell going on over here? Wow.
Right, what are you doing, my man?
Man, I guess my incredible hulkish arms here took the whole arm of the chair off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christ. He has just destroyed a chair.
Wow.
Tonight, yeah.
Guess I was hulking up too much at the gym, brother.
No, I think that.
Damn,
can
that
be,
Balco
that
paid off, man.
I think that can be fixed, man.
That Balco really paid
you
off.
Need to stay off them. You need to stay off the roids, bro.
Damn, I know, man. Jesus Christ, Jesus.
Yeah, I kind of know what was going on for a minute. I just seen your arm drop down.
Got me feeling like
you straight, man.
Got me feeling like Jacob Latimer over here, man. Off the program.
He's on the punt return team for 3 years. Then he gains 35 pounds of rip in one summer and an attitude to go with it.
Gentlemen, we're not doctors. The NC2A has a testing program for this kind of thing. I suggest we let them handle it. And it's not that hard to gain 35 pounds over summer if you hit the gym real hard.
You need time to change your chair out?
Nah, man, I'm good, you know.
All right.
Damn, luckily I ain't fall out of that boy.
Yeah, he was like, wow.
Damn. All right. Players returning from suspension this week.
This should be fun.
Include Titans offensive tackle Taylor Lewan. Mm-hmm. You know Lewan out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Taylor Lewan, Giants wide receiver Golden Tate.
Golden Tate.
What a piece of excrement. I swear, man. That dude. Then you got a Patriots tight end Benjamin
Watson. I didn't know he was suspended.
Browns wide receiver Antonio Callaway. Chiefs cornerback Morris Claiborne. Raiders quarterback Nevin Lawson.
The bum. Yeah, he needed them steroids.
Bucks cornerback Ryan Smith.
Yeah. Right. So that's according to Phil Yates. Yeah, I see like three Lions on this list, man. As soon as they left the Lions, they start taking roids. Wow.
Three former Lions, huh?
Well, two. Nevin Lawson and Golden Tate. My fault. I said three.
Golden Tate is a piece of excrement, man.
What is that? Do I even want to know?
It's excrement is human waste.
Poop.
I think he's going to be Daniel Jones' favorite target because he can run across the field and do stuff.
I hope somebody knock his little ass unconscious. I'm serious, man. Dude is you know he's the reason why Russell Wilson is not with his first wife.
Girl, what?
That I heard. What is it with players cheating with other players' wives, bro?
Man,
you can have any woman.
You
want to
know why? You want to know why, Big? Huh? I can tell you why, buddy.
Tell
it's the same
why.
Reason why all the entertainers and all the athletes and all of these individuals keep messing with the same old broads. It's because they are socially awkward. All you do is put your time into your craft, your little basketball, and play your little football. You ain't got no game.
Yeah.
So you can't go and get no woman, no real woman. You got to get a woman that somebody else done had. You can't go and get a woman of your own because you, one, ain't got no game. Two, socially awkward. Three, you weird as hell. And four, you whack. That's what it boils down to.
Socially awkward, whack.
Socially awkward.
And no game.
Whack, no game.
That's hilarious.
That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. Y'all lucky I didn't go to the NFL.
You just taking people women like that, bro.
Y'all lucky I didn't go to the league because you would have seen Bright up there with the baddest of the baddest. Been like, oh, man.
Yeah, we were just talking, man. You know, me, Bright, and Dave, you know, our producer, who's just talking.
Come on, man.
This dude has a type, bro. If she not a certain way.
Hey.
Bright don't even look that way, man.
Hey.
And
hey.
They could be bad. They could be bad. Like, just, oh, my God, she is fire, bro. And he'd be like, man, you're a little buckethead. Duh, you got some pretty high standards, man.
Hey, but can you?
You got some pretty high standards, and you've always gotten girls. I'll give you that.
From always.
Yeah,
always.
Well, since I've known you, I only known you about what, 12 years.
Yeah, but you also,
man, that's a long time.
That's a long time, but you also hear the stories.
The legend of Mr. Bright.
The legend of yeah. You also hear the stories.
Hilarious.
You know, I used to have four or five of them in the stands at Wisner, boy.
In high school?
Yeah.
I ain't surprised to hear that.
Yeah. I used to have four, especially when Central played Northern. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I had three from Northern. I ain't messing with no Central girls at all.
For real?
Nah. They come to school with hair scarves, pajamas. No, seriously, they would come to school with hair scarves.
Y'all used to come to school with cutoff arm t-shirts.
Yeah,
and
inside out jogging pants and all that, and still come and get y'all finest girls. And y'all be sitting there.
You know what? Everybody used to come to Northern to get girls, bro. St. Mary's. They used to be standing out there posted by the gym.
Well, St. Mary's is because of the jacket. You know, they just thought they was going somewhere in life.
Right, right.
They thought they was going somewhere in life, but, you know.
Yeah, Northern girls stayed in them cars. That's for sure.
They was fine. I think that was a standard.
I think Southfield had the finest girls, though. That was just always my opinion.
Always.
Southfield had some fine girls, man.
Southfield, Lathrop.
And, you know, man, I didn't have the confidence to step to them girls like that back then. You know what I mean?
But it was scary. That's what it was.
I wasn't really scary. That just wasn't my thing, man. I was scary. I was.
Exactly. Stop lying.
I was scary back then.
I was a handsome hood, so, you know. I was what you call a handsome hood.
I actually grew into myself, though, bro. I wasn't that guy like that. Like, I became that guy late. Nah, I ain't never been that guy. But, like, I became who I am later, like way later. I got taller, you know.
Wow, man, you really.
I grew 6 inches taller in height after high school, bro. Hand to God, no lie.
Wow, really?
Yeah, bro.
All right.
I'm 6 feet right now. I was like five six, bro, when I graduated. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Everybody see me after high school, but like, dang, you got tall. And don't let me put on a pair of Tims.
You 6'2". Like,
I'm like 6'1 and a half.
You my height then. You 6'2", yes, bud.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. Like, literally, I grew like 6 inches taller after high school. I don't even get it.
But that's what it is with literally. These individuals, man. They keep messing with the same females in the same circle. That's why when one of them have herpes, they all have herpes.
Wow.
I'm serious.
We're talking about herpes on the Big and Bright Show.
This is how it works in the industry. They all mess with each other. So, you know, they're all socially awkward, and they deal with the same females that, you know, that they deal with, you know. Yeah. But you would think I wouldn't want a female that's passed around. Ew.
Yeah.
You know, like sloppy sex.
What is considered passed around, though?
We go there.
I'm just saying, like, is it two or three guys or is it more?
Look, if the homie hit, I don't want no parts.
What if you don't know the homie hit?
The homie should tell me if he the homie.
Yeah.
There's certain cats I'm just not I'm not going behind nobody.
Our city
one.
Too small for any of that to that's be why going
never,
down.
That's why I never touched anyone from our city.
You know what's funny, bro? I never even I dated two girls in my life from our city. I'm 36. I only dated two girls from Pontiac. So that ain't too bad.
Hey, I tell females all day, I'm yactose intolerant. So I can't deal with you, baby. I'm
I don't believe you, though, man. I don't know, bro. You like girls too much, bro. You didn't. I'm just saying, bro.
Huh? hey, hold on. Let's clarify this. Well, I was married for a while, folks.
How long was you married?
I was married for 10 years.
You was married for 10 years?
I was married for 10 years. I was with her for 15.
You was married for 10 years, bro?
Yes. Yes.
That's a long time, man.
Yeah. It just didn't work out.
You was like, said I do, and was with her and all that for 10 years.
I took care of her. I fed her. I clothed her. I housed her. I bought her cars. I bought her furniture. I did everything.
How long were you officially married, though?
5.
Okay.
So I say 10.
I got you, but y'all was together. Y'all was on y'all thing.
I say 10 because she lived with me for 10 years.
I got you.
So anybody that you take care of, house, give money to, whatever,
right?
That's your wife.
Share kids, bills, et cetera.
Share kids, bills. That's your wife.
I understand.
So technically, unquote.
Yeah, okay.
She was married to me for 10 years.
I got you.
We was together for 15, so... It is what it is.
I got you. I understand where you're coming from.
I'm like LeBron James on that. Anybody live in your house, you take care of. That's your wife, period. So okay. I just wasn't big on the whole ring
traditional.
Thing. No, I just wasn't big on the whole ring thing and all that.
Why?
You know? Because I mean,
for what it symbolizes, marriage is like the ring is like the never ending circle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that, but you know,
right.
Like I said,
big on that.
Her parents pushed it hard when I went and got that house built in Farmington Hills. So you already know about that.
Okay.
But hey, moving on, folks. Jalen Ramsey was inactive for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This ongoing saga continues.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, you know, the trade deadline comes up week 6.
They're not going to trade him. They're not going to trade him. They're going to go ahead. They're going to keep him.
I think so, too.
And he's in a lifeless marriage. I'm just basically telling you what it is. You're trapped.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yep.
Another big news that hits home for me, Roquan Smith is an active for Chicago indefinitely.
What happened?
On a personal matter.
Nobody knows. You text me on some crap, though.
Yeah, nobody knows, but that what I text you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is true,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be out of here for some time.
You want to report it first here?
No, I don't
want to report it. Reporting live.
I don't want to report it first because, again, Adam Schefter said that wasn't it.
Okay.
So I'm not going to report that.
You don't want to say what Schefter said, though?
Nah, I'm not going to say
anything. You're just going to leave it alone?
I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't know if his family is being threatened. I don't know what's going on with Roquan. Nobody knows.
So do they know where he's at?
Yeah, he was in the facility. He was at the practice facility today.
Why he didn't play Sunday?
Because, again, it was dealing with a personal matter.
So that's just what's been as a story.
I don't know what the issue is, but I'm pretty sure we'll find out here soon.
Okay.
Texans are signing veteran safety Mike Adams, sources says. That's okay, whatever.
I don't even know. Yeah, I know who he is, but he ain't going. Yeah.
Chiefs wide receiver Tyree Hill inactive this week. Not expected to be active next week and is expected to undergo imaging tests on shoulder this week to determine how much longer he'll be out, per sources. Tyree Hill could be out additional 2 weeks away, but unbeaten Chiefs will not rush him back.
Yeah, no need to rush him back.
They're killing everybody without him.
Yeah, so.
They're doing just fine. So, you know, Melvin Gordon ran out of money and came back with the Chargers.
Listen, on Sunday. How much money do you think he's going to owe?
I don't know, but that was a dumbass move. Like, if
you're
gonna
come back,
yeah. If you're gonna stay out, because at this point in the season,
what if he come back like Earl Thomas and get hurt?
Stupid. Like
Thomas
broke his
arm last year with Seattle.
You should have stayed out the rest of the season because, again, they don't need you at this portion of the season because the weather is the same.
They need you later when the weather starts changing.
That's when you up that price. Come on, man. And where the hell is this? I would fire my agent. Number one, wholeheartedly, I will fire you. Because
I wonder why he came back.
Because he's broke. That's why he came back. He's broke.
He can't be broke, bro.
He is broke. Chase start calling. You missed the last payment, sir.
He ain't broke, bro.
Mercedes-Benz start calling.
He not broke.
Trust me, cuz. That's why he came back. He need them checks. You'd be surprised that these fools don't save their money.
You know what's crazy, too? And I think I might have mentioned this on the first or second episode way back in May or June. These players actually get paid, like, bi-weekly.
No, they get paid every week.
Well, like NBA does.
NBA gets paid bi-weekly,
yeah.
But these NFL players get paid every Monday.
Okay, that makes sense. Because when I used to work for the bank and I remember this player's account that I saw, yeah. He came in. But
you know what I'm saying? So yeah. They get paid every week.
So he ran out of money. That's your story. You sticking with it?
I don't believe it. That's
but.
What it is. Because again, your agent, number one, should be sitting up here and backing you. Say, hey, I got $1 million for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, here, I got another million. I got $2 million into this. Just mm-hmm. when you get your contract, go ahead and kick me that money back.
Okay.
That's what his agent should have told him. Because again, you've shown them that you're willing to bend, you're willing to break. And now they're not going to give you max dollars. You're not going to get Ezekiel Elliott money.
Yeah.
Not at all. You're not going to get that. You're going to get bare minimum. I was stupid.
So what do you think his contract's going to be?
I don't know, man. He probably get about $20 million guaranteed. Probably a four or five year. He'll probably get a four-year deal. About probably $50 million and probably have about $20 million guaranteed.
Weak.
But anyway, you know, hey. Rams inserted Dwayne Haskins last Sunday, folks. He didn't have a great showing, came in and cue it, Marco.
The booty!
Oh!
He stunk it up. But they put him in a bad situation.
Yeah, yeah.
They put him in a totally bad situation.
Yeah, he's.
You know? So, I mean, we understand that he's not ready, but whatever.
0-4.
Yeah, what else you got to lose?
Yeah, man.
Antonio Brown is poised to file an NFL record 9 grievances. 9 grievances
in
appeals to try to recoup upwards of $61 million.
How many episodes in a row have we talked about Antonio Brown?
But this would be one where we only mention his dumb ass once. Fool. You ain't getting that money, okay, from nowhere. and nobody. After what you did, you played yourself out of all that money. So, hey, goodbye. Dak Prescott is not close to a new deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, surprise, surprise, after that loss to the Saints. And is not expected to be anytime soon.
He'll probably get his
that
deal.
He received that deal.
He'll probably get his deal this offseason. I mean, it's really, I mean.
Not after that Saints loss. He wasn't getting no damn deal.
Yeah, they only put up 10 points. It's pretty inevitable that Dak Prescott is going to get paid, though. I mean, it has to happen.
We'll see.
It has to happen. I mean, they didn't broke off everybody. Now, the whole front.
No, they haven't. They ain't broke off Dak.
The whole offensive line.
They ain't broke off Dak, and they ain't broke off Amari.
Yeah, but the whole offensive line is solidified for the next few years.
For who?
So you gotta have
the whole offensive line is solidified for who though?
For Dallas. For Dak.
No.
For who?
For Zeke.
Well,
I told you. He is the backbone of this team.
Dak Prescott
insert
and Zeke
play.
Elliott is like peanut butter and jelly. You need them both.
Peaches and herb.
Peaches. You need them both. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, well, hey.
You need them both. Because who are you going to bring in? Who even is Dax? Who even is his backup?
Oh, well, hey. It is what it is.
Who is his backup?
Hell, I don't know.
Right. So
Billy Standback? Hell, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold still has hurdles to clear to play week 5. He says he will have more tests Monday on his spleen. If it is not enlarged, he can begin practicing and working out. His cardio has been limited to walking and stationary bike. Not a lot, but hopeful after Monday. After mono bout. Well, Monday. He'll be ready after Monday for his mono bout.
Yeah.
Bro, his spleen, I'm pretty sure he's pissing blood, bro.
He going through some stuff, man.
Woo!
Yeah. And mono.
PP is burning.
Mono have something to do with like a kissing disease or something.
Yeah, he was out there, you know, licking some broad's tonsils when mono out there.
Mononucleosis has got you on your knees. Worse than halitosis, it's a kissing disease.
Folks, this is why I'm really not a big kisser. Okay? And this is why people should insert.
You're not a big kisser.
No, I'm not. I don't tongue.
I'm married,
none of that.
So I love kissing, man. That's
look, my ex-wife will tell you, I'm not a huge kisser, bro. I'm not.
Hey, bro, I got us on Facebook Live right now. We got 14 viewers.
She give me a peck. Give me something. Give me a peck or something, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put it on bright real quick, everybody. What's up, everybody?
For somebody to, you know, to be.
D. Jackson said Dak is getting paid.
Yeah, it won't be this season, though.
Yeah.
That's cool and all, but it won't be this season. So, you know.
Say what up to the people, Bright. Say what up to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody in the Facebook world? How y'all doing?
Yeah.
But, you know, tongue kissing, man, that ain't my thing, bro. You out here licking tonsils. I'm good. Everybody's mouth ain't clean.
Yeah, but, you know, when you married, it's different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, even then, hell, you ain't with her all day. You don't know what she do with her mouth. I'm just saying. I love you, sis.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm just saying. Moving on, though. Frustration starting to bubble over for the Ravens as Earl Thomas, Brandon Williams getting a heated post-game argument over Williams being inactive versus the Browns. Earl Thomas, I mean, bruh, this ain't the Seahawks, man. You know, nobody got on you when you decided to, you know, be inactive or sit out or do whatever the hell you wanted to do.
I agree with that.
Nobody tripped on you, so shut the hell up. Worry about you and do you. And worry about why you out here was getting roasted.
Yeah, he got toasted.
Why you was out here getting roasted by Landry.
Shout out to Cleveland, man. Cleveland showed up, bro.
For 147 big ones.
Yeah. I mean, he is the safety, though. He ain't, you know.
With your no wheels having ass. You can't even run no more, bro. Did you see him gallop in on the Nick Chubb run when Chubb took off?
Oh, Chubb, and ran down he the toasted sideline, the whole secondary,
man. And my
man
Thomas was sitting over there trying to gallop. He tried to gallop and catch dude. Like, what the hell you doing, dog? You ain't got no wheels no more. You washed, bro.
Yeah,
you washed.
Bro.
Sit your washed up ass down. If I'd have been my man Williams, I'd have told him, like, bro, I've been here long before you even got here. Go sit your washed up ass down.
Hey, man.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. Yeah, he got roasted, man.
If
and I was really surprised.
Like if I smack your Teddy Riley looking ass. Like, get out of here, kid. Earl Thomas do look like Teddy Riley.
Dude, I ain't fooling with you today, man.
Jam.
I ain't fooling with you, dog.
Oh, Jam.
Hey, man, but Earl Thomas, man, that's my dog, though, man. You know?
Yeah, he cool and all.
I remember they kept on talking about he was going to go to Dallas, man.
Yeah, you
Dallas
see,
didn't even offer him a contract, bro.
No, because he's damaged goods. He going to try to cut him down. Oh, I want to be in Dallas. Oh, how much? How? Just Jesus Christ, Earl.
Hey, man.
You're still under contract with the Seahawks, and yet you get out here having throat babies by the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, I want to be on your team.
Man.
Oh, like, man, get out of here, bro.
Leave Earl Thomas alone, man. Hey, let's go over the schedule, man, this upcoming week. What you think? Want to go over the games and stuff? Pick who we going?
My Bears and the Raiders. I think that's going to be a tough one traveling to London. However,
we ain't starting with them, man.
Yeah, we are. It's a 1 o'clock game. However.
Well, yeah. Okay, it's overseas.
You know, it's a 1 o'clock game. It's overseas.
We're going to start with the Thursday night football game.
But as far as me, ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray my Bears pull it out. But you never know from week to week. I just hope that we come prepared and the defense play lights out. Khalil Mack is going to be looking to have a huge impact on this game because, again, this is one he circled on his calendar for
a while.
So I'm anxious to see
what I'm actually excited to see what Khalil Mack does against his former team. Just real quick, I just wanted to throw myself under the bus. I said that the Buccaneers were going to get beat, and I quote, by the Rams, 48-2.
I did, too.
I thought they was going to get destroyed, bro.
I didn't say 48-2, no.
I said 48-2.
I just said Tampa Bay would
specifically
lose.
Tampa Bay went out there and put up 55 on the Rams, 48 of which was on the offensive end, offensive special teams. 55-40. Sue got the game clinching touchdown against his former team, the Rams, and he looked like a running back when he got that rock. He looked like Jerome Bettis or something, dog. So shout out to Sue and the Bucks for that was a huge win, man. Jameis looked good. He had 385 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. He did throw a near costly pig, but
hey, shout out to Faygo, man, for this delicious pineapple watermelon. Woo, boy.
Free advertisement.
Hey, Faygo, how about the Big and Bright Show, man?
No doubt. We'll let her have a I actually like the peach.
Man, this pineapple watermelon is life.
I think I might have tried it one time
Ooh,
or two.
Boy.
All right, let's get into the picks. Cue that, Marco. We got Rams and Seahawks Thursday night. This is the Color Rush game. So we're expecting to see the Seahawks in that nasty, beautiful green.
That diarrhea green.
No, it's actually like a highlighter green. So I actually like that.
Like diarrhea green.
That's a pretty green, man.
Pea green.
And the Rams will probably be wearing their all white unis. Oh, who knows? They might have the all blue, the all yellow. We'll see. Actually, that would be dope. Like the highlighter game had a green for the Seahawks and the yellow for the Rams. We'll see. Who you got in that game, Bryke? I'm going Hawks at the crib, bro. They don't lose at the crib. And it's a night game.
That's going to be a hard one, man.
It is. And then plus the Rams coming off that thumping, so they're going to be ready.
I don't know, man.
I got Seahawks with a field goal win.
I don't know if they're going to be ready, man. In all honesty, bro, with my man, you know, with him struggling at quarterback, I don't know.
Goff or Wilson?
Yeah, with Goff struggling at quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Then
you got
Gurley crying. That crowd Thursday games are stupid. They don't want to play. I got the Hawks taking that one, man.
Me too.
The Rams don't want to play.
I got the Hawks. Robert Woods is a dog, though.
Yeah, he is. He a beast. I loved him at USC.
He killing in number 18, Cooper Kupp. But I don't know what's going on with Cooks. All right, Jets, Eagles. It's at Philly
Eagles.
Sunday. I got Eagles, too. Jags Panthers for the battle of the 1995
expansion teams.
Thank
you. There you go.
Lost that word.
There you go.
Jags Panthers.
I got the Jags.
You got Jags on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Kyle Allen.
Three
wins straight.
Minshew.
Bryce Allen. Yeah.
Minshew.
That's gonna be a good one. Battle of some defenses and some young quarterbacks. So he goes Jags, I go Panthers. Vikings at Giants. I'm going to go Giants to win 3 straight.
Nah, Vikings going to rebound on that.
They're going to bounce back off after only putting up 6 points?
Yeah. They got to get it together.
You're right.
They got
it. I don't know, man.
They should handle the Giants easy, man.
Yeah, I'll go Vikings. I'll go Vikings with you, reluctantly. Falcons at Texans.
Falcons is hot trash. I don't know what's going on with them, bro.
Texans. Yeah, Falcons just lost again. Buccaneers at Saints should be pretty good.
I'm going Bucks.
You going Bucks on the road?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bucks, too. I'm going to go Bucks too. Bills at Titans.
Bills.
I think I'm going to have to go Titans. Okay. I think the Bills' wheels are going to start falling off a little bit. Even though Marcus Mariota looked like garbage this year.
You know what? If Allen plays, you just snort in the mic.
I know. I keep doing that.
If Allen plays, then it's a different
game. It's becoming
game.
A thing now.
Yeah, I know. If Allen plays, it's a different game, but we'll see.
Yeah. Cardinals at Bengals. Two garbage teams. The battle of the garbage.
So much garbage.
Cardinals at Bengals.
Cardinals will win that one. Next.
On the road?
Yep. Next.
Okay. His first win on the road as a rookie. Patriots at Redskins. Oh, my God.
Patriots.
Bro, I'm going to say 48-13.
I ain't calling no score. I'll just Patriots.
They're going to beat the brakes off the Redskins. Ravens at Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Really? Yeah. Even though the Ravens just got beat at the crib, you don't think they're going to be ready for another dub?
I don't know, man.
It might be close, though, because, you know,
that's
division.
That's
going
to be close, but I'll go with Steelers at home.
Steelers at home. 1 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to go.
Remember, Ravens played against bad defenses the first two games.
I'm going to go Steelers, too. I'm going to take the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Bears at Raiders. We already know
Bears,
who you got.
Man, I'm going with the Bears. It's going to be a
I'm going to go Raiders.
It's going to be a tough knockdown, drag-out game.
I need four touchdowns from Carr.
Against the top defense in the league.
Huh? Yep, four of them. Broncos at Chargers.
Broncos. No, Chargers.
Chargers at the crib? Yeah, I'll go Chargers. Ooh, this is going to be a good one, man. It should have been a Sunday night game. Packers at Cowboys. That's going to be exciting.
I'm going to go Cowboys because I hate the Packers. I just hate them.
I hate the Packers, too.
I'm going Cowboys.
I should have picked them. You, and shout out to you. You picked the Eagles to beat the Packers last week.
Yeah.
I think
one thing the Packers can't do is defend the run. They are going to feed Dak. They're going to feed Zeke nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm going with the boys.
No doubt. I guess I'll go boys because they just lost. And at the crib. Okay. Colts Chiefs Sunday night football game.
Chiefs.
That's gonna be a good one though.
Chiefs.
Hey, let's go Jacoby. But I got the Chiefs as well. And then for the Monday night football game, it's kind of nasty. Browns and Niners. That's kind of nasty. That might be a good one. Browns at Niners.
I'm gonna go with the Browns on that one.
I'm gonna go Niners. Niners at the crib.
Niners ain't played nobody.
Undefeated at
Niners
the crib Monday night.
Niners haven't played anybody.
DeForest Buckner is gonna destroy.
Niners haven't played
Baker
anybody.
Mayfield. I know, but this is gonna be a good matchup for them.
Okay.
Yep. All righty. That there's your week five picks.
Who's your biggest surprise of the season thus far?
Good question, Bright. Biggest surprise, Patriots. No, I'm just playing. Definitely not the Patriots. My biggest surprise would have to be probably the Niners. Probably San Francisco. San Francisco being 3-0.
They're frauds.
Would probably be my surprise.
Okay.
Yep.
My biggest surprise, it got to be the Lions for me.
Really?
I didn't expect them to
At 2-1-1?
I didn't expect them to win a game.
Yeah, you had us going 0-4 through the first month of the season.
They're getting into the meat of their schedule, so we'll see how that pans out. But, you know, hopefully they can keep it going and, you know, make this competitive.
No doubt.
But who's your biggest disappointment?
Biggest disappointment, I would probably have to go probably the Redskins.
I'm just tired. Those lofty expectations
always
on.
They always suck. I wanted them to do well this year.
Well,
you know, that'd be my biggest disappointment.
My biggest disappointment would have to go down to, and this is, you know, no lie, my true biggest disappointment would have to go to the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
They just
one in three.
What's your $60 million predator?
$66 million.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
But it ain't his fault, man.
Yeah, well, hey. Shouldn't be paying over the hill receivers that type of money.
Man, he still got it, man.
But hey.
He younger than Antonio Brown.
And Antonio Brown not in the league no more, so hey. What team did you write off that you might reconsider that could make a season of their record?
Who did I write off? I would have to say, who did I write off that could possibly turn it around? I go Giants, man.
Really?
Giants, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Giants. You know, I had the Giants probably going like 3-13, and they've already won two games in the first four.
Believe.
You might not be able to climb that ladder tonight, but you can still climb the ladder of life and make your way back to the top. All you have to do is believe.
I mean, I'm just saying that division is not as sexy as advertised. So anything can happen. So I'll go Giants. How about you? Who's a team that you wrote off? You completely said, oh, they ain't going to do nothing. Probably the Colts. You probably have to say Colts.
And that is.
Yeah.
It's the Colts for me.
Yeah, Colts are 2-2. And like I told you, that division, man, they're going to end the season week 17. It's going to be three teams tied at 8-6.
All right. So
you know what I'm saying?
What are your Super Bowl picks here?
I'm going to still go with who I said initially. Initially, I said Saints Chargers or Saints Chiefs. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick with it, and I'm gonna give the slight edge to the Chiefs in the AFC. I mean, now that Melvin Gordon is back, I think that the Chargers will definitely have a much better chance to go out the AFC. But I'm definitely gonna go. I can't say definitely, and then sound hesitant. It's between the Chiefs and Chargers, man. I think I'm going to have to wait till we get at least eight games in to, like, really determine. But I still got the Chiefs and Chargers from the AFC. I think the Saints are – but you know what, though? I will say that Dallas stands a really, really good chance come out the NFC. So I'm a just do a final four. I'll say in the NFC,
man, just get Saints, come with a Cowboys. Team. We didn't ask for all that. Just come with a damn team, bro.
I can't just say one team.
No, one team.
All right, Cowboys, Chiefs.
Okay,
Cowboys,
thank you.
Chiefs. Cowboys, Chiefs.
All right, all right. I got New England and Chicago, okay?
Of course. All Why right. did I know you was going to say that?
Now, the California ruling was a huge ruling, folks. It was signed into law starting the 2022 season. Now, those that are not familiar with the California law, that is to the California law shows that any player that's with the yeah. NCAA in the state of California,
yeah.
once 2022 hits, will have the ability to make money for their likelihood and their likeness, their image, their jersey number, everything. That is a huge ruling. And it allows college players to go ahead and make money with their likelihood. So you can be able to earn. You can start up camps.
Wow.
You can do everything and create a profit for that, for yourself.
Right.
It's good. I heard on Will Cain earlier today. Will Cain, me and you have a huge issue. Your issue is that, you know, you sit up here and you say that, okay, you're not in agreement with it, but at the same time, you're not against it.
Okay.
You got to pick a side here.
Mm-hmm.
You saying that you're going to open Pandora's box by letting these players go ahead and receive money and make money of their likeness. Now you're saying that they're going to buy students or buy these athletes with the biggest sponsors or whatnot to come to these schools.
Yeah.
Well, Will Cain, what the hell do you think they're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing it under the table. If you're that naive to not pay attention and not know about it, you're huffing Glade and you're living in your own bubble.
Crazy glue sniffer.
Okay.
I think another, he knows, though.
Another thing that I wanted to state, he's saying that, oh, well, you'll just kill amateur sports. Well, again, Will Cain, it never was amateur to begin with.
Right.
Okay, and the reason why I said it is because you're paying Nick Saban $9 million a year.
Right, Harbaugh, $7 million.
You're paying Harbaugh $7 million a year. They're getting paid more than NFL coaches, folks.
That's true.
It's not amateurism anymore.
Very true.
Never was, never will be, especially when you're generating billions of damn dollars a year.
Yeah, it's pro 1A. Really.
So, yeah, it's pro 1A.
Right.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Will Cain.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't rock with you on that.
Right. Because those college stadiums are bigger than NFL stadiums.
Exactly. And they're generating all this money, and I'm starving, and you're going to tell me that I can't go out and make money when any other student here, you know what I'm saying, that has a violin scholarship to be right. in the orchestra or right. the band can go out here and make money at, you know, and give lessons and everything else
yep.
and get paid
yep.
and nothing happened to them. But as far as me being an athlete, this targets the minority. Okay,
yep.
The minority athlete, the black athlete,
yep.
this targets them because we don't want you to make money. Let's just be real here. okay? And I hope the rest of these states like that follow suit, that what California did, and follow suit and really drive the NCAA out of this mess. Now, it's not cutting into TV revenue for the NCAA.
Right, right.
It's not cutting into ticket sales. It's not cutting into jersey sales.
Merchandise.
It's not hurting nobody in the NCAA's pockets.
Right, right.
It's just giving the opportunity for the athlete to make money on their own likelihood, on exactly. their own likeness.
Exactly.
Okay? If Joe Schmoes or, you know, if Dave's Cars want to have me to come and do a commercial for $100,000, then so be it.
Right.
I can do that.
Right.
Because I represent the university.
Exactly.
So I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, now you mad because you can't get your hands in on this?
Man, I don't.
Go suck something.
I've got a magic milk straw.
Seriously.
Yeah, they need to be paid, man, period.
I don't see the problem here.
I don't see a problem whatsoever.
But this is going to be an issue. Look, stop, okay? Because if whether you want to believe it or not, alumni, alumnus, boosters have been buying players from the beginning of time. I took the envelope when I was in college. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Hell, I can't look. My people ain't got no damn money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just gonna keep it a buck. My people ain't had no damn money when I was coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, you kept Jordans on your feet and all that. You don't know who the hell was buying me them Jordans.
The girls.
No.
All the girls you was racking up.
No, you know what I'm saying? It was people in the hood that. Yeah. Took care of me, bro.
Right.
Because they felt and they knew, look, all I just want you to do is focus on playing ball. You're going to make it.
Right.
They took care of me, bro.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Man. For sure.
My parents took care of me. They did what they could do. You know what I'm saying? They best. Yeah. But they didn't have money for $200 pair of gym shoes.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That stuff costs money, man.
Right, right, right.
At the time, Platinum FUBU, $100 for some pants, $100 for a shirt.
You know how much FUBU this buys?
You know how much FUBU this buys? Come on, man.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I was, hey, they took
FUBU
care.
FUBU jerseys. Remember the FUBU jerseys?
Yeah.
The boys was lit, man.
Hey, it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? But hey, about that ruling, I applaud the ruling. I thank you, California. That's huge. Hopefully the rest of the states follow suit.
No
Top
doubt.
25 in college football. Top 25 in college football. We got Michigan State versus Ohio State. Let's talk about your nasty Spartans.
Nothing to talk about. We're going to get blown out.
Okay.
There's nothing to talk about.
Michigan State is chewing, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and
Let's
gentlemen.
Let's get into that.
The booty is of the booty.
Yeah, we finna get blew out, man. It ain't even nothing to talk about, man. The quarterback for Ohio State is a monster. This guy has 20. Almost 30 touchdowns through five games. Like, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Justin Fields.
Yeah, you have it. And then another big matchup you got that's at 12 p.m., Iowa versus Michigan. That is a huge matchup. That could be Michigan's bounce-back game. We'll see how that pans
Man,
out. We
Michigan.
Don't know. We don't know. But, hey, this is another big test for Harbaugh. Another big test.
Yeah.
Big game. Another big game is number 7 Auburn versus number 10 Florida.
That's going to be real good.
That's going to be a real good game.
Yep.
However, I got Auburn edging out Florida in that one.
Okay.
I got Michigan edging out Iowa, and I got Ohio State decimating Michigan State.
They're going to kill us, man.
That's one of the major top 25 matchups. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're all to our favorite segment of the show. Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The bootios given to each and every individual over the weekend who has been definitely booty.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to three particular bootio contestants or people that needed to have a box of bootios to not be booty for the next week. The Cleveland Browns, yeah, they went out there against Baltimore and did great. So I got to give them shout out. Matt Gay, the field goal kicker for Tampa Bay. Was booty. We gave him a box of booty-os. He ate that box of booty-os, and he came back and showed up
that's
against
right,
the Rams.
Right.
And lastly, the Eagles receivers dropped 7 balls against the Lions and went out there and showed up against the Packers on Thursday.
That's right,
football,
ladies and gentlemen. So.
So
what we're doing here is we're trying to change the lineage of what a franchise may have. If they are scrubbing, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and send them to Big and Bright, and we'll definitely give them a box of Cue It, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So now jumping dead into it, my first recipient of the box goes to none other than the Atlanta Falcons. Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right. You definitely deserve a damn box. You are atrocious and man. A joke, okay? Man. You suck.
They're 1-3.
Suck.
Yeah.
You just suck. You know what, Marco? Cue it again.
The booty!
Oh!
We need to give y'all several boxes. Damn, man. Y'all are like a joke.
You got to give all 14 or all the teams that are winless, just give them one big box.
No.
We don't got time to give them that. That's a lot of boxes.
The team that deserves a huge heaping trough of Q and Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right. The Cincinnati Bengals.
A pallet of the booty.
Godly.
Yeah.
You deserve a whole pallet of just stank ass. Q and Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
Just stank. Ugh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving on into our next recipient of a box of Q and Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're an absolute fool, man.
None other.
You're having too much fun with this.
None other than that Detroit Lions defense closing seconds against the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, we're
fourth
declining.
And eight, ladies and gentlemen. You allow, there is no way you allow a non-scrambling quarterback to run for 18 yards on fourth and eight.
No.
That is unacceptable.
We declined that box.
Regardless of what Big says.
No.
You know what?
The reason why he was able to get those yards is because we had his receivers on lock all day. You might need to give Patrick Mahomes a box of booty-os because he threw zero touchdowns against the Lions. 81% passer rating. No. We're not accepting that box. We're not eating that.
Yo, you're going to eat it.
No.
You're going to love it.
And we got a bye week anyway.
Q to LL into deep, Marco.
No.
Love it.
No.
Love it.
Hate it.
Love it.
Hate it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That's right. The Detroit Lions defense and the closing seconds of that game deserves a huge heaping box of Q and Marco.
Mm-mm.
The booty.
Oh.
Nah,
that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on.
Yeah, moving along. But you got the Broncos, the Redskins, 0-4. They get boxes of booty-os. Dolphins definitely get a box. They've been outscored 26-163 in four games.
Man, the booty-os just ain't working for the Dolphins, man.
Hey, I told you, man. Just give them
keep
a box.
The faith.
No,
we
just
got to
keep.
The faith.
No, you just got to keep boxes stacked up in front of the Dolphins facility.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Anyhow, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, to the dummy of the day.
Dummy of the day.
Dummy of the day goes to...
Shoot, I give it to Will.
Anyway, my dummy of the day goes to dumbass Dame Lillard.
Why?
How you going to diss Shaq and say all the money in the world, but they traded you for a penny? Dumbass. He was never traded for penny.
It was a line, bro. You gotta understand.
Your line was whack.
That was a dope line. That was a dope line. I like
Dame,
it.
Dame, you okay? Listen,
Dame is the best rapper in the NBA, by the way.
That's not saying much.
Hey, some of them cats can flow, but Dame is the best.
Shut up, ladies and gentlemen. Shaq was never traded for Penny. He left in free agency.
He did,
and Penny was heartbroken over
it. Was
and
just a
didn't
line,
talk
bro.
To that line was whack, and somebody should have sat there and listened to it, nodding their head, and just been like, whack. That's So you know what?
So that's your dummy today?
Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right, Dame Lillard. You get a box of booty-os for that bonk-ass line you put in that rat. Get that bull crap out of here, man. You are straight. Cue it again for him, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
Suck that up, Dame.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Leave Dame alone, man. Dame got flow, man.
I hear
he got
these
bars.
Whack-ass rhymes, man.
Today in sports history,
he
Chris Berman.
That was sweet.
Chris Berman, the boomer, started at ESPN 40 years ago today.
Back, gone.
Shout out to the Berman.
You know what? If I was Shaq, I'd respond with a diss track. And you know what my diss track would say? Steph Curry.
You funny,
now,
man.
Ha, ha, ha.
Man, hey.
Did they get swept?
Yeah, they got sweat. The booty.
Cue yeah. it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh. We got to take it home, man. Hey. That's it. That's it.
How you out here talking crap and you get swept, bro?
Hey,
get out of here, man. Dave, man, what a hell of a way to end my segment. Dave Lillard, this bunk ass rap line. Hey, man, get out of here.
Hey, Dave got flow. Dave
he
got
bars. He thought this was hot.
Hey, but that's a dope way to put it, though.
You in straight cheeks. You in straight cheeks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thanks
Lead us out of here,
us.
Deuce.
Thanks for listening to us today. Hopefully, you made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter.
Yes, sir. Thanks for following. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.